Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And over the years, we've had some astonishing news come out of Europe with regard to rules and regulations, but none more so than the proposals on the floors in pig housing. Now, a lot of pigs live on slatted floors, which means the droppings or muck from the animals goes straight through the gaps and keeps the animals nice and clean. So what's the problem, you might ask? Well, the ruling is that the gaps are now to be a maximum of 18 millimetres. And here's the problem. All British slats were designed and installed with a gap of 3/4 inch, and that is 19 millimetres. And the cost of replacing slats and narrowing the gap by that 1 millimetre estimated to be £28 million. British pig farmers are naturally branding the ruling as absurd. We'll follow that one with interest here on MFR Farming. And while we're on the subject of absurd rulings, we've finally got some common sense to the proposed one over spreading of fertiliser and sprays onto land with more than a 12-degree slope. I've got Nigel Miller, President of NFU Scotland, at the end of a very busy week for him, on the line now with the very latest position.
We had, a useful meeting with officials yesterday in Edinburgh, and they clarified the position. And I think where we've got to is more cock-up than conspiracy, and I think that there is now a fairly firm ruling. Basically, this is about controlled activities, and it purely focuses on land which directly runs into water. So this would be fields which directly borders with a river or a burn. And this isn't a prohibition. It's one risk factor that should be taken into account. So that if you've got a sloping field that goes straight to a ditch or a burn, then you've got to do a risk assessment, and you look at ground cover, weather, time of year, soil type and gradient, and then you make a risk assessment whether spreading is possible or suitable. And it may be that even on slopes that are quite extreme, you can do it at certain times of year and perhaps leave a buffer strip. If you have steep land which has a levelling out at the bottom, then a lot of the risks are gone and the controls wouldn't click in at all. The most of Scotland or most fields or most hill land would be exempt from this sort of control.
And Nigel went on to tell us that it was never the intention of Richard Lockhead's department to ban spraying and spreading totally on sloping or hill land. It's just the rules were misinterpreted. And on that note, I'll leave you for this week. Do have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.